Listening Library presents Who Was Dr. Seuss? By Janet B. Pascal. Read for you by Danny Campbell. Who Was Dr. Seuss? In 1985, Princeton University awarded honorary degrees to six people. An honorary degree is given to a person who has done something important for the world. The students were most excited about one of the people being honored. When a tall, thin man with a gray beard stood up, they all leaped to their feet. "I am Sam," they chanted. "Sam, I am." Then they recited from memory all of Green Eggs and Ham. It was a special way to show Theodore Geisel, better known as Dr. Seuss, how much his books meant to them. Among the Princeton students that year was Michelle Robinson. Many years later, she married Barack Obama and became the First Lady of the United States. In 2010, she chose another Dr. Seuss book, The Cat in the Hat, to read aloud to the nation's schoolchildren. The First Lady knew that books for beginning readers used to be solemn and boring. Then Dr. Seuss appeared with his bouncy rhymes and wild and crazy characters like The Cat in the Hat, Horton, and The Grinch. Learning to read was never the same again. Chapter 1. Goofy Machines. Theodore Zeus Geisel was born in Springfield, Massachusetts, on March 2, 1904. Springfield was full of factories turning out cars, guns, bicycles, tires, and toys. One of the factories was a brewery that Ted's grandfather had started called Kalmbach and Geisel. Ted's father became the president of the company. Its beer was so popular that the people of Springfield nicknamed the business "Come Back and Guzzle." Ted grew up in a family that loved wordplay. His mother's family owned a bakery. As a child, she made up rhymes listing the pie flavors. Later, she sang her children to sleep with the same rhymes. Ted believed that his love of verse came from his memories of those pie poems. His sister, 2 years older, was named Margaretha, but she nicknamed herself Marnie Mecca Ding Ding Guy. His father, also named Theodore, liked to dream up goofy, complicated inventions in his spare time. Ted's favorite was a silk stocking, back seam wrong detecting mirror. Young Ted loved to hang around the zoo. He got special treatment because his father helped run the zoo. Sometimes, he said, they'd let me in the cage with the small lions and the small tigers, and I got chewed up every once in a while. He was famous for exaggerating when he told stories. After a visit to the zoo, Ted would rush home and draw animals on the walls of his room. Somehow, the animals never ended up looking quite like what he had seen, so he would make up names for them. One of his mother's favorites was a creature with ears that were 9 feet long. He called it a wymph. Like many people in Springfield, the Geisels came from Germany. Ted grew up speaking both German and English. In 1914, World War I started in Europe. Many countries were fighting against Germany. The United States was not in the war yet. That didn't happen until 1917. But Germans were becoming very unpopular in America. At school, German-American children were often bullied. Sometimes kids would throw rocks at Ted. The Geisel family tried hard to prove that they were patriotic Americans. Ted's Boy Scout troop had a contest to see who could sell the most Liberty Bonds, a way to help the government support the war effort. Ted's grandfather bought $1,000 worth. This made Ted one of the winners. At the award ceremony, medals were given out by former President Theodore Roosevelt. But someone in the Boy Scouts had made a mistake. There were 10 winners, yet Roosevelt had only 9 medals. When he ran out of medals, Ted was left standing alone on stage. Roosevelt bellowed, "What's this little boy doing here?" No one explained that Ted was a winner, too. Ted slunk away. From then on, it was very hard for Ted to get up in front of people. Even after he was famous, he refused to give speeches. When he tried to appear on a television talk show...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?